This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Gerard Mayo on the show yesterday, and the prevailing wisdom in some parts appears to be that he did himself some damage yesterday on a Walk It Back Monday. Curtis, I mean, I don't know. He went into that game.
He was pissed after the game. He got defensive about the question, and he said, good question, whatever the exact quote was, because he wanted Alex Van Pelt to take heat for the fact that they didn't take a QB sneak. Fact. That's what happened.
Want Van Pelt to take heat?
Because he doesn't want it on his back.
I think Shime, was it your point yesterday?
Yeah, it was my lead.
Yeah, I think Shime's lead is more accurate because, all right, what's the purpose of throwing Van Pelt under the bus? And the reason why, and Shime was spot on, is because the Friday.
Well, 'cause someone else started it?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Are we two?
Yes, Curtis. That's how they act.
No, right. I mean,
it's not.
Well, you're supposed to be above the phrase, the head coach.
Didn't we?
Yes, and we've learned time and time again this season, it doesn't seem like they are.
Didn't we always criticize Bill and Tom for being petty?
Yeah.
Like, didn't we?
Yeah,
like,
wait.
When did Bill or Tom call out a teammate or a player on their roster at the time?
No. I'm talking about, like, after the fact, like, they were taking petty shots at each other.
Well, right, but when they were no longer working together,
but when
they were on the same team, this
but
never
you
happened.
Make it sound
but
like,
Bill's always been petty.
Right.
Like, that, just because you're a head coach doesn't mean that you're above being petty.
Right, like,
we
yeah.
see so many that are.
Yeah,
right, but do we think it's a good quality?
No, but we're not saying whether or not it's a good quality.
Well, you're using it to absolve him from blame.
No, you are making it sound like it's impossible for a head coach to be petty.
I mean, it up because you're defending Mayo, saying he was just reacting to what his coach did.
Yes. Right, we're not using it as a defense.
No, Wiggy is.
Yeah, you are. Because Mayo has done, he's done this before this season.
But you're missing the point.
No, we're just explaining why he did it.
He points the finger at everybody else.
But nobody's disputing.
Why did he walk it back if what he did was just a reaction?
Talking to you two are like two people who just crawled out from underneath the rug.
Because we disagree with
you? No, because you make it sound like you don't understand what we're saying. We're just saying that it is possible for head coach to be petty and for people to be petty and be shady when they hear something that was they felt like was shady against them. That's all we're saying.
I disagree. I think that he is feeling heat as anybody would and is in the moment is unfortunately trying to point the blame at everybody else. And he did it on this show with Elliot Wolf when Curtis asked him about the roster. He did it
about the defense early
in the season. He did it about special teams when it came to a huge punt return. He did it about players that he can't, once they're on the field, he has nothing to do with how they play and what the result is. I asked
why the defense got worse, and he listed their injuries.
Yeah,
can I propose a conspiracy theory for you, Greg?
Sure, of course.
Maybe if you're right, if this is him trying to deflect heat, maybe the Jonathan Kraft getting caught saying the play calling sucks or is terrible, whatever the word is, I'm paraphrasing, wasn't necessarily by accident. And that because the Kraft want to keep Mayo in charge, and they want to give him the best opportunity they can. Maybe everybody's trying to deflect heat off of Mayo.
That's what I said yesterday.
But, so you think?
I know, it's just a conspiracy theory.
I love a good conspiracy theory. So
somebody's got to take the fall.
The Krafts were waiting until they were told they were going to be on television, and then they said, "All right, now go ahead and let it fly
and see."
Courtney did mention on Monday how the Krafts have relationships with CBS and how, you know, it just, you know, it doesn't seem like that would normally be something that they would get caught seen on television.
I think it's been clear cut that AVP is probably out of town and they're using him as the downfall guy. It's not, I don't think Gerard Mayo's going anywhere. I think AVP is going to lose his job over all of this. And I think the writing's been on the wall. And I don't think that Gerard Mayo sitting down with us every Monday, he doesn't seem like a guy who's worried about his job. And I don't think that Gerard Mayo is an actor. I don't think that he's a great guy. I don't think that he can control his emotions when he's with us. If he was that scared about his job, I think he'd be very mum. I don't think he'd be saying anything at all. I think he seems like a guy who's very, very comfortable in his position right now.
But the other thing,
Gerard Mayo's comfortable?
I think he seems very comfortable.
I get the total opposite.
With job security?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you say these things when you feel heat.
Oh, my God. But off air, I don't think that he seems worried at all.
I also look at it like we've been criticizing Van Pelt and the offense all season long. And what has Gerard always done? Came to his defense. Never once has he ever thrown Alex Van Pelt under the bus. He always comes to Alex Van Pelt's defense, talks about how Drake May is playing the way he's playing because of AVP. He's always been the guy who has supported Van Pelt. But all of a sudden,
can we play what Van Pelt said just so we can remind the audience? Because this is key, because I hadn't heard it until yesterday in Wings. I just think it's best to once Scheim finds it, we can use it. But go ahead, sorry.
But he hadn't said anything. And then when Scheim brought it up, and I didn't hear it all the way, but then once I listened to the audio from Van Pelt answering Rich Keefe's question, that might have been Rich Keefe.
Jones' question.
Oh, Jones' question. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, wow. That is very, and Scheim brought it up, and I'm like, Scheim, because remember, Gerard says they hear everything. They hear everything, and that does seem like a little petty.
It sounds like, from the way you're answering it, you already gave us the answer, but is that's purely you, or is that something where Gerard says, hey, let's run the ball here, let's run some clock here, let's be aggressive there? Is that purely your call?
Well, my call, you know, I do what the head coach asks to do, obviously. And then in that situation, I know we wanted to run the football, you know, especially after the interception. We wanted to run the ball. Yeah, but I work for coach, and if coach says to run the ball, I run the ball. If he says be aggressive, I'm aggressive. So I get to call the plays. But again, you know, Coach Mayo makes some of those decisions.
I don't think that's throwing Mayo under the bus at all.
I don't think it is at all. It's
Mayo says. He says at the end, it's always on me. Yeah.
So we've criticized this offense for not being aggressive.
Yep.
Scheim's on it every week. And you got the offensive coordinator going, well, we're aggressive when the head coach tells me to be aggressive, because they're saying, well, it doesn't seem like you're that aggressive. Well, if the head coach tells me to run the ball, I run the ball. It's not like you're it doesn't come across as you're the head coach of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like you're once again doing acrobatics to try to defend Gerard Mayo.
I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to defend Mayo in any way.
I get it.
I'm not trying to defend Mayo in any way. I'm just saying.
You're saying someone else started it and Mayo finished it.
So I'm saying there was something that was said on a Friday. That was on a Friday, I believe, correct?
Correct.
And then Mayo makes a comment on a Sunday after the game, and the guy who said something on Friday is the offensive coordinator. And then on Sunday, Mayo says something about the offensive coordinator after the game. So I'm just saying, 1 + 1 in my world, when I look at it, equals 2.
And if that's all true, and Mickey, you might be right, then if I'm Robert Kraft, that's a bigger reason to get rid of Mayo.
And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying Scheim brought this on. This was Scheim's lead yesterday. I'm like, wow, that is really interesting.
This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Wiggy, you actually sound like Mayo deflecting. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad in a way. Listen, Mayo's weighing in over his head. You can tell him it's like 1 minute he's here, 1 minute there. He doesn't know how to sit there and say, hey, look, this is the direction I'm going. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to deflect the media. The media is not his friend. Mayo's trying to be friends with everybody. And that's not how the job he took. and the responsibilities that he has is for those men in that locker room. And what you do, whatever you do, whatever you have to do to protect those men. Okay. And that's from the media. That's from outside sources. You don't do what he's doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. For one, he's never had a title. Number two, you know, he needs, look at Vrabel. Okay. Vrabel started in Houston. He went to Ohio State. Then he went to Tennessee. Tell me where Mayo started. He started here and only here. So, and he came from the corporate world. He has no experience whatsoever. So it should be a one and done, because I'm going to tell you something. If the Crafts keep going the way they're going, okay, and they haven't been in the playoffs, I mean, what, 1 out of 5 years since Tom's been gone?
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something. They're going to start losing a lot of people, because the way they're running this organization, there's no direction whatsoever. That's why you guys have been saying it for so long now. It's like, where can we put our foot down and go forward? There's no direction.
Did you expect, I think there were not many people who expected this team to be much better going into this season. Did you expect them to be worse?
I took the under.
I did too.
Yeah.
Did you expect them to be worse?
Yeah, that's why I took the under.
Hey, Greg, I love you. This is not, because the first-year head coaches who have never been a coach before almost always struggle. Like, I don't think the fact that this team has 3 wins with Bill, maybe they have 2 or 3 more. But if you look at all the other coaches, whether it's Bill or whether it's Dan Campbell, whether it's Brian Flores, whether it's Eric Mangini, all these guys, the first year is always bumpy.
Not wins. Like, look at the defense alone. That is supposed to be what the guy is good at.
Right, but in
it
Bill's
has
first
regressed,
year.
Regressed, right. Regressed,
but,
regressed.
But Greg, Bill's first year in 2000, the defense got worse, and he's the greatest defensive coach in the history of football.
And most first year head coaches that inherit a bad team generally struggle in their first year.
I think the issue, as I've said, it is not about the on the field, even though that hasn't been good, and it's mm-hmm. clearly an issue, Greg. I'm not disputing that. What is going to lose Mayo the job, if he loses it, is how he's conducted himself. Because if he just was, you know, consistent and didn't walk back all these things, I mean, even if he walks back the one soft line, maybe you get a mulligan like that. They're in mm-hmm. England, he's jet-lagged, he's exhausted, he's mad, whatever. It's every single week there's
something.
That
I agree with you, Curtis. Like, his biggest issue is he doesn't know how to talk to the media. That's like his biggest issue.
And that was supposed to be a strength.
And that's the thing that he has to, you know, that he really has to learn from. But he continues to put his foot in his mouth every couple of weeks. And it's like, you would think he'd be learning in that area. And that is the biggest issue. I don't think anybody would have a problem with Mayo if this team was where they are right now, if he never put his foot in his mouth. If he never goes.
But you're going to put your foot in your mouth if you're going to speak more than Bill Belichick did. It's like we're.
But it's all the time, Courtney.
But here in New England, it was for so long, people were like, well, you're not winning and you're being a jerk. And now Gerard Mayo is very nice to all the media, answers everybody's questions. He misspeaks, okay? And then it's like we crucify him every week for trying to walk it back after he's out of the heat of the moment. I understand it's not perfect, but he's learning while he's going through. And I completely agree with Greg. This isn't a job that you're supposed to learn on the job. You're not a barista. That's what you said. But at the same time, Gerard Mayo's not saying anything that is like
But Courtney, it's totally different to say something nicely and then not expand your thoughts on it and move on, as opposed to saying something nicely that you constantly have to correct.
Yeah, there's a way.
It's not the Wiggy's trying to explain it away as the words.
Yeah.
It's not the words, it's the actions. It's a leader throwing somebody under the bus. That's his first inclination
mm-hmm.
when he should be putting the failure on himself as the leader. He doesn't do that. There's a million, it, like, everybody ignores the fact that you have these candidates for coordinator positions coming in to interview with this lot, and the result of the interview is it was light on football. Like, that's the guy who's going to be running your franchise who's interviewing you?
Sounds like the Greg Hill Show.
It's light on football?
Yeah, I don't get
what?
That.
What do you mean you don't get it? It's because the depth of knowledge is not there.
It's the foot in the mouth. Greg, when he says, I can't help them when they cross the white lines. Like, we as former players know exactly what he means. But as people who've never played the game, you can't say it that way. When he says, this team is soft, we know as players exactly what he's saying. But people who listen to him don't understand it. So he needs to put his words together in a way where we played soft. We coach soft. We got to be better. We prepare them once they step on the field. We don't have control when it comes to them
executing.
We can put them in the best position. There's way. Hey, listen, this is the call that Alex Van Pelt made. We believe in Alex Van Pelt.
If God forbid you were going to go to another radio show and you did an interview with a person and the discussion during the interview was light on radio, mm-hmm. would you be concerned about the job, the person you were going to go work for? If radio didn't come up while you're interviewing for a radio job?
Yeah, I would be concerned about that.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about where Mayo's gone wrong.
He's gone wrong is that he's not talking football with people who are interviewing for a coordinator position.
Shouldn't we be?
I don't put that on Mayo, though. Yeah, I put that on the Glazer.
Okay,
and
so
Wolf.
they were the ones who were light on football. Yes. Rob and Elliot, not Gerard.
Shouldn't have this been more on the Crafts for hiring, I don't know, better football people around a guy who's literally never done the job before? Yeah. I agree, Greg. He has no experience whatsoever, and it's a terrible idea for a guy in that position to learn on the job, but that's what they chose, and they didn't support him in any way. Instead, they brought in a bunch of other people who are rookies at their job.
You're in that position now, so you're going to wait another year to find out if he is the guy? While Drake May is sitting there.
But that's why the conversation about what he has said away from the field, it will be his undoing. If this was just a normal year where he, you know, takes his lumps and doesn't have to walk back everything he says, he gets another year. It's the fact that he has compounded the problem by not being the front-facing guy that people can get behind.
I would call Mike Vrabel up and give him whatever he wants. I'd give him, like, you know, one of the houses on the Cape if I had to, if I were them.
Yeah, I mean,
I would give him whatever he wants.
Blame Robert for putting people in position to run the meetings and not talk about football. So you put Robin Glazer in a position to interview candidates when it comes to football.
So in your mind, it's everybody but Mayo.
Well, he's the one getting interviewed.
It was the three of them doing the interviews. Okay.
Right, but I don't buy Mayo's not talking football. There's no way.
You never buy any report. You're like Curtis. If it doesn't back you up,
don't buy that.
Are doing interviews. Who was on the football part?
I'm willing to bet you Mayo's probably the only one on the football part. Okay. The other two talking about? Who the hell knows?
Global warming?
Clearly, if they're not talking football, Drones? Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what, you know, maybe, hey, we got a great we got great food services here.
We have a new football headquarters coming.
Yeah, our travel's amazing.
Aircraft.
You know, who the hell knows?
All right, we got to take a break. We are going to get only 2 days left in the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. So your chance to win big when it comes to regifting from our Grinch coming up next.